last couple of days, we've been doing the sugya of Sferos. So the final comment of the Gemara on Sferos is that Sferos is a halacha moshmisina, that it's a code of the regel. But why is it regel? Why should we call it regel? So the last words of the Gemara are lefotra b'shasarabim. That Sferos is similar to shein v'regel in the sense that it's potra b'shasarabim. So the Riv has a comment right here. In the context of Sferos, but it's a more general comment that why a shem v'regel poter b'shusarabim. So we know the Gemara in Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis says v'yir v'stei achem, that shem v'regel are only going to be chayiv if the bala behema allows his behema to go into a rishus that's not his. But if the behema eats in a rishus arabim, that's not a stei achem. It's not rishus nizik. That's a rishus that the bala behema does have a right to be in. So if it's not a bir b'steyacher, so then he's not going to be chayim for what his behema does. That's the posh of Shalom Gimel Chof Hema Beis. It's the Xeris HaKos of a bir b'steyacher v'lo b'shus harabim, that the Baal HaBehem is potter if the Shem V'Rego b'shus harabim. Comes the Rif and introduces a svara to the mix. He says, you know why Shem V'Rego is potter b'shus harabim? Because the Urchayu b'hoch. It's normal. What does that mean, it's normal? So the Rambam explains a little bit more. It means that it's normal for a Baal HaBehema to lead his Behema b'shus harabim. He has to allow him to go into b'shus harabim. Either he'll be taking the Behema himself, or the Behema is going to go by itself. But it's normal for Behemas to be in b'shus harabim. So therefore it's the responsibility of the Nizik to be marchik himself, to be marchik his nechosim from the Behema. Yurchayu b'hochi means that it's normal for the animals to roam around in the b'shus harabim. So it's not the responsibility of the Baal HaBehema if there's a hezek of shem v'regel that occurs to his behavior. So Frechter Rosh, why does the Rif need a svar? It's the chapasuk, it's exeris hakasuk. The Gemara Chafei Mabei says it's exeris hakasuk. Why does the Rif need that svar? But he says, according to the Rif svar, comes out of nafkamina lemaisa. If you say that the Rif is giving a time of the krah, that he holds it's not exeris hakasuk, but rather the pasuk is trying to teach me a svaras, then there should be a nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? Let's say the hezek of shem v'regel occurs b'shus hayachid, but the behemah is b'shus harabin. The hezek occurs b'shus hayachid, but the behemah is b'shus harabim. Yes, let's say the behemah is walking b'shus harabim. There's an eitz, there's a piece of wood that's going from b'shus harabim into b'shus hayachid. The animal steps on the wood, and then the wood jumps to the side, and something b'shus hayachid is going to be nizak. Zok the rosh, that's the nafkamina according to the Rif. If you were to hold that the tour of shem v'regel b'shus harabim is based on the b'shus hayachid, it's exeris hakasuk. That's a function of where the hezek is taking place. The hezek is b'shus hayachid, so then the Baal HaBehema should be chayiv. If the hezek is b'shus harabim, then the Baal HaBehema is potter. But if it's a svara, the b'chayiv b'hochi, if it's a svara that the Baal HaBehema has a right to let his behemas roam in the b'shus harabim, so then it's a function of where the behema is. If the behema is b'shus harabim and not b'shus hayachid, so then the Baal HaBehema has every right to let his behema be there. Even if the hezek happens to occur b'shus hayachid, in this case, it shouldn't matter. Because if the animal had a right to be there, then the bialim should be potter. That's what the Rosh wanted to suggest, according to the Rif. And Taka, the Shulta Gibarim says, that is what the Rif holds. Shulta Gibarim says, it must be what the Rif holds. Because the Gemara later on Daf Yates mentions a case that's very similar to this. Similar, but not exactly the same. The Gemara Daf Yates talks about what happens if the behemah is b'shus harabim, the hitiza b'shus harabim, the hizika b'shus hayachim. Behemah is walking b'shus harabim, this tsuraros kicks a rack, the rack goes into b'shus hayachim, and the hezek is done b'shus hayachim, to a kli that's b'shus hayachim. There's a back and forth, a shayla in the Gemara, back and forth. The maskana of the Gemara is a chayiv. Chayiv? As opposed to tsuraros b'shus harabim. We know tsuraros b'shus harabim, the Gemara, Gimel on the base says yipata, that shem v'regel b'shus harabim. But here, he teaser b'shus harabim, the hizika b'shus hayachid, the maskana of the Gemara is that yechayev. Comes the Shulta Gibarim and points out that the Rif is mashmit that Gemara. He leaves it out. Zok the Shulta Gibarim, I'll tell you why he leaves it out. He leaves it out because the Rosh is right. According to the Rif, if the Ptur b'shus harabim is a svara, so if it's a svara, it doesn't apply even if the hezek occurs b'shus hayachid. As long as the behema has a right to be b'shus harabim, if the eitz kicks, he moves the eitz, and the eitz causes some kind of hezek b'shus hayachid, according to the Rif, he should taka b'potter. So that's against the Gemara, Yates. It's not exactly the same case. The case the Rosh talks about is if there's an eitz, a piece of wood, the behema walks, it walks over the piece of wood, causes a piece of wood to move a little bit, and that makes a hezek. The Gemara Daf Yutes is talking about sroros. It's a little bit different than the case of eitz. There, the behemoth is walking, it kicks the rock. The rock runs into Rishus Sayachid, and then it does the hezek. It's not exactly the same, but it's similar. Similar. It's Zok the Shulta Giborim. I think it's mamish the same. It's mamish similar. The reason why the Rif left out that Gemara, the Rif happens to be mashmit the Gemara on Daf Yutes. So says the Shulta Giborim. I'll tell you why. He left it out because the Rush is right. The Rif holds that since the Ptur Rishus Arabim of Shem V'Regel is Misvara, that the Behem has the right to be there. So as long as the Behem has the right to be there, even if the Hezek occurs, B'Shus Ayochid, should be Potter. Mali Dar Sala Eitz, Mali Hitiza V'Hizika B'Shus Ayochid, it's Doch Dizel Bazach. The Behem is B'Shus Arabim, he has a right to be there. The Hezek occurs, B'Shus Ayochid, so it should be Potter. So that's why the Rif left it out. That's the Shulda Gibram's copy. Comes a Pilpul HaRif and says, okay, it's nice to give a beer and why the Rif left it out, but how can the Rif do that? If that's really true, that the Rif left it out because he disagrees with the Maskan of the Gemara, then the Kasha is even greater. Forget about the Kasha as to why he left it out. I can deal with that Kasha. I can deal with a Kasha like that. But that he argues with the Gemara, that he thinks up a Svara for why Shem V'Regel is part of Rishus HaRabim when the Gemara Chafei quotes a Pasuk. And based on the Svara now, he argues against the Gemara. What's going on over here? That's his cash. So he leaves a Pitzarachian. How can the Rif just go off with the Svara? Because, again, the Rosh and the Shilta Gibram are assuming that according to the Rif, the Svara takes the day. Svara is the Darshina time of the Kra. There's no Gzeres HaKasuv that's independent of the Svara. It's all based on the Svara. So if it's all based on the Svara, then they claim that it kind of makes sense that if the Hezek occurs, B'Shus HaYachid, you can still be Potter. As long as the animal is Rishus HaRabim and he has a right to be there. Perfect the Pulach HaRifta, how can that be? How can the Rif just change and change the Gemara and say that it's not just Gzeres HaKasuv, but rather it's a Svar? So comes the Yamshel Shlomo, and he wants to give an answer. He wants to give an answer to the Pulach HaRifta's kash. What's the answer of the Yamshel Shlomo? So he invokes the Gemara and Avav, that it's a shame we have to get to. Bor HaMisgalgal V'Ragli Adam V'Ragli Behema. That's the second Ukimta in the Gemara, the second case that's given for the Mahatzad of the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says Mahatzad, that the Avos Nezikin can combine to be Mechayev other cases that are not directly told us of the Avos Nezikin. So what is that? So we know the first case is Avos Sakina Maso, Shem Yichon Dorosh Gago, V'Nafu V'Rach Matsuya, a whole discussion there. It comes by Mahatzad of Eish and Bor, we'll get to it. So the second example the Gemara gives is Bor HaMisgalgal V'Ragli Adam V'Ragli Behema. That means that a person leaves something b'shus harabim. It's a bor. He puts a takola b'shus harabim. So the takola b'shus harabim, he should be chayav din bor. Yeah, but the problem is it doesn't do hezek where the person left his takola. Someone comes, a person comes, a behemoth comes and kicks the item to a different location, and it does hezek in the second location. So comes the Gemara and says, in that case, the odom or the behemoth that was megalgel the item to the second location, that person or the bala behemoth is going to be chayav. The Bala Takola is not going to be chayav anymore. Even though it's his bar. It's his Takola. Yeah, but in the place where it was, it didn't do hezek. It didn't do hezek where the Takola was actually left. It did hezek in the other location. So in that situation, the Gemara says that the Bala Behema, the Bala, the Odom, the Megalgel of the bar, the bar of Megalgel, Bragli Odom, of Bragli Behema, they're going to be chayav, and not the Bala Takola. So the Rosh is trying to figure out, why is that true? Well, why is it true that the Balak Takola should not be chayv? Why is it true that the Balak Takola should not be chayv? So this is what the Yamsha Shlomo quotes. He says, "V'im tomer din echad lohem kmo shul chayv etzroro shenitzu l'rishis ayochid afo bishu b'rishis harabim v'tura gam ken kishadorsa al ha'etz." A little complicated what he's talking about. There are three cases we have here, right? You have the case of Soros Bishus Harabim. It's classical Soros. Vehitiza Bishus Harabim, Vehizika Bishus Harabim. That's our Gemara and Gimel Amid Beis. That was the Sofek, you test Sofek in the Gemara, but let's go with the Maskan of our Gemara, that you definitely potter Bishus Harabim. It's a told of the regular Bishus Hayochid, but Bishus Harabim you potter. That's one case. Then we have Darsal ha'etz b'shusarabim v'hizika b'shusayachid. That's the Rosh's case, that the Rosh and the Shulchan Gemara claim according to the Riv that should also be pata. And then we have a third case, the Gemara and Daf Yates, that hitiza b'shusarabim v'hizika b'shusayachid. That the maskon of the Gemara, there is chayiv, but the Rosh and the Shulchan Gemara hold b'das arif that you should be pata. Okay, these are the three cases. So that's what the Yom Shalom is trying to figure out. Let's just get the case on the board so we have a clarity. Darsa al ha'etz b'shus harabim b'hizika b'shus hayachim. That's case number one. What's case number two? Hitiza b'shus harabim b'hizika b'shus harabim. What's that? That's classical tsuros. Right? Tsuros. Tsuros daf gimel. And the third case is hitiza b'shus harabim b'hizika b'shus hayochid. Let's stop you test some of that. Okay. Three cases. So according to the Rosh Vedas Arif, what's the halach in each one of these three cases? Let's take the first case. Darsa al ha'etz b'shus harabim b'hizika b'shus hayochid. What's the halach according to the Rif? With the Rosh? Potter. Right? Potter. What's the halach in the second case according to the Rif? Lefi the Rosh? What's the second case? What's the halacha? Yeah, tsaros, regular tsaros. I mean, you don't need the Rosh and the Rif. That's a Gemara Daf Gimel. Potter. Everyone's going to say potter over here. And what's the halacha in the third case? Go ahead, Sam. You're sort of on a roll here, right? Potter. Good. That's very good. Not so difficult. Potter, potter, potter. Why? 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 Why are you potting each one of these cases? It's b'shus harabim. The animal is b'shus harabim. So if the animal is b'shus harabim, then misvara you should be potter, right? You're potter misvara. I have to write it three times. Misvara d'ruchayu v'hachi. No, but let's say it differently because I don't want to confuse things. Misvara then. Yesh lebehema rishus leilech b'shus harabim. Okay, let's just call it like that. Let's use the lashon of the Rambam. That's why the Rif would say that you're part in all three of these cases. So comes the Yamshon Shlomo and says, I think there might be a chilik between the cases. I'm not sure the Rif says part in all three of these cases. Why not? He says like this. What's the chilek gadol b'neim according to the Marashal? Right, the Yamshel Shlomo is a classical sefer of the Achronim written by the Chachma Shlomo. Yamshel Shlomo is written on Bava Kama and Chulin, a few mesechtes and shas, not every mesechta. Bava Kama, he has a lot. Chulin, he has a lot. He has a Beitza, he has different mesechtes. He has a classic. He says, "Ki gam ken ha'u chiluk mechalken gabei hamazgalgal baragli adam." Yarosh viyam v'zel shano. Avo bishen dago shel adam lehisbonei b'drochim. Gemara in the third parak says that it's normal for people not to be so careful when they walk b'drochim, when they walk on the road. Haynu kishadores alakli u'mashabro b'li hisbonimus. That just means that if a person breaks something b'shus harabim, if an animal breaks something b'shus harabim, as it's walking, it's not normal for it to check its surroundings and to be misbonim bedrochim. Avol kulei hai ein lo lehishtageya lidros bekoach sheyatis aklimim komo v'yazik derech hilucha adkan. But it's clear that it's not so urche b'hachi. It's a little lav urche b'hachi, not so normal for it to walk in such a way that it's going to kick something, not a rock. It's going to kick the item, kick the takola that the person left there. Not a rock that happens to be sitting around. The person left the takola there. It's really a bar. But now this behemoth, this Adam, is going to kick up that takala and push it to another location. It's going to do a hezek over there. So Zok the Yamshel Shlomo, it's not so normal for a person to do that. The fact that the person will walk and not be misbonim bedrochim and he'll break the item, so that taka can happen. That can happen. But that he'll kick it b'koach, he'll be mishtageya to be doris b'koach so much that he'll be matiz the kli from its mokum and put it in a different place. That's not urachei b'hochi. That's not so normal. In Kain Zok the Yamshel Shlomo mehay time anami gabitzoro shemitiza b'koach ein urachei b'koach. He thinks this for the same reason, tsroros, if you have tsroros, that the person, the animal, let's say, the animal kicked from its location, a far distance, its mate is bekoach so much that it goes a far distance, and it does hezek, it's no different than the bor ha-meskagel, baragli odom, baragli behema. Again, the case of bor is where a person or something is going to be nizok in that bor later. The case of the tsroros is where it's going to kick the rock, and it's going to do hezek right here and now. But it's the zel bazach. It's not normal for that to happen. That it's made to bekoach kol kach, that it's going to go a far distance, that's not so normal. But, says the Yamshel Shlomo, mikol makom b'shesrab b'tura, me'achar shehabahem la'im l'das, le'hizbonin, v'lef'omim regila, avonim l'hotiz. The behemah is not misbonin v'drachim so much, it's regila l'hotiz, avonim kedarka, a little bit, but not because kol kach that it's going to go a far distance. What's the Yamshel Shlomo saying? Which two cases is he distinguishing between? He's not talking about the first case at all. He's talking about tsroros. But he's distinguishing between a tsroros b'shus haravim and a tsroros b'shus hayochid. He's distinguishing between a case where the behemah is metiza b'shus haravim, umezika b'shus haravim, where we say tsroros is potter. But the Gemara in Daf Yotes says that if metiza b'shus haravim, umezika b'shus hayochid, then tsroros is going to be chayev. Why? What's the chiluk? What's a chiluk? So according to the Shulti Gevarim and the Rosh, the Rif doesn't hold of that chiluk. The Rif says that since the behemah has a right to be in Rishis Sarabim, in both places you're going to be potter. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be like that. The Rif might talk and distinguish between these cases. The Rif might not be against the Gemara and Daf Yotes. He might agree with the Gemara and Daf Yotes. He was mashmited. Okay, he left it out, but he might still paskin like that Gemara. That he teased of Rishis Harabim, Bezik of Rishis Hayachid is what? Sam, what? That he teases b'shus haravim mizikah b'shus haravim. I knew I would catch you on that one. He teases b'shus haravim mizikah b'shus haravim is what? The third case is chayiv, right? Sorry. Yamshel Shlomo b'das arid. What does it say? The Yamshel Shlomo says, "Look, I think the Rush might be right." Right, if Darsal ha'etz b'shus harabim b'hizika b'shus hayochid, maybe Taka the Rif says you're potter for that. Hitiza b'shus harabim b'hizika b'shus harabim. The Gemara says that you're potter. The Rif denied with the Rif quotes the Gemara to Tzoros. You're potter. But hitiza b'shus harabim b'hizika b'shus hayochid. Zok the Yamshel Shlomo. Maybe the Rif passes like the Gemara. Chayek. Why? If the reason why you're potter in the first two cases is because the behem has a right to be there. That's the Rif Shita, or Chayu B'Hachi. It's normal for the behemoth to go there. Normal for the behemoth. You got to be careful about these words here, right? Or Chayu B'Hachi here means it's normal for the behemoth to be there. So that's why you're potter, because the Bala Behema doesn't have to get his behemoth out of the Rishus Haravim. So then it's the same thing in the third case. He teases the Rishus Haravim, the behemoth has a right to be there, so why are you Chayu over there? Zok the Yamshel Shlomo, I'll tell you why. Because he tees a b'shus harabim, b'zika b'shus harabim, the behemah is doing something normal. Not only is it normal for the animal to be there, the baal ha-behemah has a right to let his animal be there, but the behemah is doing something normal. It's urche b'hochi for the animal to be mated a little bit as it's walking. That's not abnormal. That's normal enough, as we've said, according to many shivas in the Rishonim. But says the Yamshel Shlomo, for the behemoth to be made is b'shus harabim and be mazik b'shus hayochid, such a distance, that's not normal. It's not normal. That's lav urchei b'hochi. It's not abnormal completely, but it's less normal. Lav urchei b'hochi kol kach. So it's not so normal for the behemoth to do that. The bala behemoth doesn't have a right to let his behema roam in the Rishus HaRabim and to do hezek in that way. Right? The owner of the behema only has a right to let his animal go into Rishus HaRabim and function in a normal fashion. But if the animal functions in an abnormal fashion, then the Baal Behem has to take responsibility for what his animal did, because that's not a normal thing to do. So it comes out, Zok B'Yamshar Shlomo, I can explain the riff. He doesn't have to be against the Gemara Yates. He can say Chayev over there, because the Svara of the riff is not going to apply in such a case, as B'Yamshar Shlomo. It's love Urche B'Hachim. To be meters b'kar, kol ka, to be mishtageya, that you're meters b'kol ka, that the hezek is going to happen b'rishus hayochid. That's why the riff will admit over there, you're going to be chayv. But in the other cases, it's urche b'hachi, it's a normal type of hezek. Toch today, the walking of the animal, it can do that. Steps on the eights, it kicks the rock a little bit. So since it's normal, then the owner of the behemoth has a right to let his behemoth roam in the rishus hayochid and do that kind of a hezek. So it's the responsibility of the nizek to get away from the behemoth. Yes.
Say he does the abnormal type of kick
from Shisharam to Shisharam,
or vice versa.
So some of the Achronim, some of the Rosh Yeshivas, I should say, they ask on the Yamshel Shlomo, what kind of a chiluk is this? What kind of a chiluk is this? Turns out the chiluk of the Yamshel Shlomo is basically a function of distance. It's not a difference between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. It's a function of distance. I can give you a case where he tees a Rishus HaRabim, the Hizika Rishus HaYochid, and it's very short distance. Right. Let's say the animal is walking over here, right? And the kli is right over there. So he kicks a little bit. He kicks a rock, goes and breaks the kli. Very short. And yet there's another case where let's say the animal kicks. He kicks. He's made this bekoach. He's in Rishus HaRabim. He's made this bekoach, and the hezek occurs far away. There's a kli there. He kicked the rock, but he kicked the rock. Just because the hezek occurs b'rishus HaRabim doesn't mean it's more normal. It's a function of the distance. The Gemara seems to be machalik in terms of rishus, the riff. If you say the riff paskins like the Gemara, then it turns out there's a chiluk between the rishus where the hezek is taking place. It's not a function of how abnormal the hezek is. According to the Yamshel Shlomo, it sounds like it's all a function of the distance. Is it abnormal? Does he have to be mishtager kol kach, to be meitas the tzoros, to do hezek at such a distance or not? That's not really a chilek between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid, because you can have a case where he tees a Rishus HaRabim, Hizika Rishus HaYochid is a short distance, and he tees a Rishus HaRabim, Hizika Rishus HaRabim is a long distance. So what kind of a chilek is the Yamshel Shlomo making? It's really a little bit difficult. Comes Rav Leib Malin, who's one of the big gaonim in the Mir. That's Chidushim and Shas. So he suggests a different answer for the riff. Also, he wants to basically explain the riff is not against the Gemara later on. That yes, the riff admits that the first two cases you're going to be Potter, the third case you're going to be Chaya, but not quite like the Yamshel Shlomo. He says a little bit different. What does he say?
Yeah, let's get him on the board too. Rav Leib Malin. The Rosh Yeshiva in the Mir in Brooklyn for many years. Shanghai. Came from Shanghai. He was a Gaon Adya. So he suggests the following. He also said that the riff holds in the first case Yipata, second case regular Tzoros Yipata, but he teases Rishus HaRabim beHizika Rishus HaYochid Chayav. But why?
He says, you know, I think there's room to say that all of Tzoros lav Urche B'Hachim. It's not so normal for the animal to do that. You showed that that's what Rashi and the riff hold, right? That is the riff. It's not so strange to say that. Zokter Blade Malin, I think the riff might hold that it's lav urche b'hachi to do tzoros. Again, it's not so abnormal, but it's not completely normal. Right? What is the riff saying? The Rosh assume that the riff is explaining that there's no gzeres hakasa. The Turshen v'regel b'shus haradim is totally a svar. It's a darshinan time of the crop. Darshinan time of the crop. That Uvir b'stei acher tells me that a svara, that since the Baal HaBehem has a right to let his behema roam in b'shus haradim, so he's not going to be chai for Bashem Virag of Rishus HaRabim. But maybe that's not what the riff had in mind. Maybe the riff admits that there really is a Xeris HaKosuv here. There's a Xeris HaKosuv that if the Hezek doesn't take place with Steyacher, if it takes place in a Rishus that's not a Steyacher, right? If it's not a Steyacher, then of course the Baal HaBehem is going to be Potter. No Shaila. All the riff meant to say is he meant to add a Svara as well. He meant to add a Svara to the mix. Not to say that the Pasuk is only teaching me a Svara, But rather, there are two reasons to pata shem v'regel v'shisarav. One is ubir b'stei acher, the gzeres hakosav, that any time that the hezek does not occur b'stei acher, it's not b'stei acher, it's a reshus that the owner of the behemah has a right to be in, that's not a stei acher. Not because it's normal for him to take the behemah there, but it's his reshus too. Either if it's a reshus shel shneim, let's say, right, that he and the nizik have a right to be there, so he's bought for that hezek. If it's not a reshus sarabim, if it's not a stei acher, then there's a p'tur. So reshus sarabim, it's not a stei acher, it's not a private property, it's not the property of the nizik. So the baal behemah is going to be part of reshus v'regel reshus sarabim. But all the Rif meant to say is that there's also a svar. There's also a svar, meaning that even if the hezek takes place b'stei acher, even if the hezek takes place b'shus hanizik, the owner of the behemah could still be potter. Why? The owner of the behemah could still be potter if the behemah has a right to be where it is. Meaning, all the Rif meant to say is that there's another p'tur of shem v'regel b'shus harabim. There is a p'tur of svara too. That's not what the pasuk is teaching me. The pasuk is teaching me if the hezek takes place in a location that's not steyacher, then the baal behemah is going to be potter. But there's also a svara. The svara is that even if the hezek does take place b'steyacher, as long as the behemah is not b'steyacher, if the behemah is in a place where the baal behemah has a right to leave his animal, he's also going to be potter for that. What's that case? That's case number one. That's the Russia situation. Dar sal ha'eitz, b'shus harabim, the behemah is b'shus harabim. The behemah has a right to be where it is, but the eitz moves as a result of the behemah's walking, and thus hezek b'shus hayachid. So where did the hezek take place in that case? The hezek took place b'shus hayachid. The hezek was ubir b'steyachid. Right? The hezek was ubir. It was regel b'shus hayachid. It was regel b'shus hayachid. It is ubir b'steyachid, but the animal had a right to be where it is. Tzur chaya b'hochi. He is b'shus harabim. He had a right to be there. Zok de Rif, I think there's another time. There's a tzveita time. A second reason why there's a p'tur of shem v'regel b'shus harabim. Not just the gzeres hakosav ubir b'stei acher, but also if the animal has a right to be where it is, even if the hezek is b'stei acher, he's still going to be potter. But by tzroros, right? By tzroros, what's the din by tzoros? What should the din be by tzoros according to the Rif? Tzoros b'shus harabim. If he teases b'shus harabim, he ziga b'shus harabim, is the baal behemah going to be chayav for that? Should he be chayav for that? Of course he's going to be potter for that. There's no shaila. There's no shaila of tzoros if he ziga b'shus harabim. Why? He teases b'shus harabim. He ziga b'shus harabim. It's not steyacher. The Rif admits that if the hezek doesn't occur b'steyacher, avada is it. There's no shaila. That's why regular tzoros is potter. Forget about Urche Bahachi, Lav Urche Bahachi. It's irrelevant. If the hezek occurs b'shus harabim, avada, you're going to be potter for that, because it's not steyacher. If the hezek occurs b'steyacher, so you think you're going to be chayiv of the Rif? No, if the animal had a right to be where it is, if it's b'shus harabim, you're also going to be potter for that. But the Rif never meant to say that you can't be potter for a hezek if it's tzroros b'shus harabim. Tzroros b'shus harabim avada, you're going to be potter, because it's not steyacher. It's not steyacher. But the Rif is going to say, let's say he teases a b'shus harabim v'zik a b'shus hayachid. What's the din over there? Teases a b'shus harabim v'zik a b'shus hayachid. So let's think about it. Where did the hezek take place? Takes place b'stei acher. Does the animal have a right to be where it is? So it does have a right to be where it is, but you would think it has a right to be where it is. Technically, it has a right to be in Rosh Hashanah. But if you say that Tzroros is lav urche kolkach in general, if you say that tzoros is not so normal for the animal to do, so then you can suggest that even if the animal is b'shus harabim, it's lav urche v'hachi. So the owner really is responsible for what the animal did. So if the hezek occurs b'stei acher, and the animal doesn't have a right to be where it is, or to do what it's doing where it is, then the owner is going to be chayiv. That could be the chilek between the two cases. In the case of
Dorsal ha'etz b'shusar ha'mizig b'shusay achid. The Rif holds potter. Why? Why is he potter over there? Be careful. Why is he potter over there? Dorsal ha'etz b'shusar ha'mizig b'shusay achid. No. Because yesh lebehema rishus. Right? Rishus leile b'shusar ha'mizig. That's why he's put there in that case. He teases Bishus Arabim, he's eager Bishus Arabim. Why is he put there? Why is he put there? It's not Steyachin. He teases Bishus Arabim, he's eager Bishus. Just one second. It's not Steyachin. Even if it's lav urche, not normal for the behema to be mates the evans. It's not so normal. So you'd say, well, if it's not normal, then the owner of the behema has to take responsibility for what the behema does. Yeah, he has to take responsibility, but if it's not stay acher, he's putter off the bat. There's nothing to talk about. But he teases b'shus harab mezika b'shus hayochin. There, it's stay acher. And it's lav orche. So there's no rishus for the behemoth to be there. That's how the Rif can understand. Okay? So according to this pshat, it really is a chilek of rishuyas. It's not a chilek of distance. According to this pshat, the Rif holds, Toros is always lav orche b'hachi. It's always not so completely normal. But depending on what Rishus you're in will determine whether the Ptur of Steyacher will still apply. If the Hezek occurs B'Shus HaRabim and the animal is walking B'Shus HaRabim, so the Hezek is not B'Steyacher, then it's going to be Potter. But if the Hezek occurs B'Shus HaYacher, since the Hezek is B'Steyacher, and it's Lav Urche B'Hachi, it's not normal for the animal to be there, so then there's no Svarat to Potter. There's no Gzer Sarkosta to Potter, there's no Svarat to Passus. So in such a case, the Rif might actually hold if you're going to be Chayav. Josh.
According to that Sfar, that Shita, why is it more Rishus in the first case than the third case?
Because if the behema simply steps on the eights, it's not kicking the eights. Just as it's walking, it's almost the same as breaking something as it's walking. Because it's stepping on the eights, it's not an abnormal thing for the eights to move when it's stepping on it. But to kick a stone and have the stone fly off, ricochet off, and break something, that's strange.
But there's language
Rishus.
That's like Orche, not Rishus.
Right.
They both have Rishus to be in the Rishus of Adam.
No, but if it's not normal for the animal to do Hezek in that way, if it's not normal for the animal to kick a stone so much to do Hezek, so then it really is not. The animal doesn't have Rishus to be in the Rishus of Adam. It doesn't have Rishus to be in the Rishus of Adam and do something abnormal in the Rishus of Adam. It only has Rishus to do normal things in the Rishus of Adam. Right? You can't tell a Bala Behema they can't let the Behema walk in Rishus HaRabim, because that's a normal thing to do. But if the animal then does an abnormal thing in Rishus HaRabim, then the Bala Behema has to take responsibility for what his animal did. That's exactly the point of it. Okay?
Isn't
Luvier
just
the after
just change and regular
No, so we're assuming the Ptur of Shein Veregel is the same. Right? It's learned from Shein, but then we apply. Just like we apply, you know, we say that Shein Delo Mechaya Karna can be learned out of Regel, so too, the Ptur of Shein Regel B'Shus HaRabim is learned from Regel to Shein. It's learned from Shein to Regel. Yeah?
Can we say that the Koach that the Yam Shoshan was talking about is a lot of the Acher distance, but maybe since Rishus HaYachid would be normal, to break a cleat inside Rishus HaYachid would be normal to have need more Koach, whether it's like some sort of Mechitza or some sort of protection against the Rishus.
If there were a mechitza, it would require more kama, but does it have to be a mechitza between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid? Not necessarily. So it's really more a matter of distance than anything else. I think so. Yes, Shalom.
I'm not sure if this held any water, but, and I sort of have a lens up exactly, but we're saying, according to this answer, that the Rif's comment is only talking, make a point about the first case of
exactly.
It's
coming to add another reason that Shein Veregel are part of B'Shus HaRabim. It doesn't come to take away the pasuk.
So is that, when it lines up with the Gemara's the Rif, is the Rif's comments on the first case of Svaro, so on the Gemara, or is it on the third case?
We suggested that the Rif is talking about Sroros, but the emphasis is it's stomach comment. It's not about Sroros per se. It's brought up by the Rosh in the sugya of Sroros. But the Rif just happened, you know, at the end of that Rif on the Aleph Amid Beis, he mentions a lot of the halachas. He mentions the halacha of Karen and Shein and Regula. So he happens to mention the Ptur of Shein and Regula B'Shusser Abim is X. So it's not clear. He's not making a statement about Sroros. He's talking about the general halacha of Shein and Regula B'Shusser Abim. We're just applying it to Tzoros. He's not really commenting directly on the case of Tzoros in that state. Okay, this concludes the sugya of Tzoros. Let's go on. Okay, so now we move to the next sugya. Hamave v'hahever chulei. My mave. Rav Amar mave zeh. Odom mishmul Amar mave zeh Hashem. We've had this gemara, right? That mave, third of the Yavos Nezikin in the Mishnah, Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, whether Mave is Adam or Mave is Shein. Rav Amar Mave ze Adam, Lechsiv Omer Shomer Asavoka Vegam Laila Im Tivoyim Be'oyu. What does that pasuk mean? A pasuk in Sefer Yishayah. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rashi, Asavoka Geula Letzadikim Vegam Laila Choshech L'Rashoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, be careful, in the future there'll be a boka for Tzadikim, and for the Rashoyim there'll be a Choshech. Im Toshuvu B'Tshuvu Tavakshu Mechila Be'oyu. If you want to do Tshuva, and ask for mechila. You want to daven and ask for mechila. Ba'oyu, ask for it. Alma ba'odam ksiv ba'oyu. So you see, in tevayim ba'oyu, the loshon of ba'oyu of mave is a loshon of odam. So mave is the odam according to Rav. Ushmul am mave ze hashen. Dechsiv eich nech pesu esav nivu matzpunav. Eich nech pesu esav. How was esav searched out? Right, when they destroy Edom, that's what this Nivu is about, the Vadya. Ech nech b'su Esav, how was Esav searched out? Nivu matzpunav, its treasures, its hidden treasures will be uncovered. So my mashma, k'dem metagim Rav Yosef, ichdein or echdein izbulish Esav, iskelin matmerohi. Did that help you? What does Rashi say? Echdein, eich, right? Eich izbulish Esav, Esav was searched out, isgalin giloi, right? Isgalin matmerohi, the tmura, right? The timrohi is the hidden things, right? Matmerohi, matmonos, right? The hidden things of Esav were going where it will be uncovered. Okay. So that's mavezeh hashen. Now we know ubir b'stei acher, right? That it's megale. The Gemara says kashivara havola tuma. Rashi says that the shein is pa'am megula pa'am mechusa. Sometimes the tooth is uncovered, sometimes it's covered. So that's why mavez zeh shein comes from nivu matzpuna. Okay. So some of the Rishonim ask. Okay, it's nice to link Mave ze Adam, Mave ze Hashem to Psukim, but why not just say Adam or Shein? You could say Arba Avos Nizigenhein Hashor VeAbor HaAdam VeHaHever Hashem. I mean, there's no need to call it Mave. Why do you have to call it Mave? Okay, it's linked to the pasuk Shkayach, but like, what's the point? Just say Adam or say Shein. What's the idea that the Tana calls it Mave? So the Shita Mekubet says, quotes a Tosus Harosh, quotes Rabbi Yonah. Yonah has a pshat over here. There's a reason that Tana uses the lashon of Mave, both for Adam and for Shem. Motzot to Shem Harav Rabbeinu Yonah Hodavke b'loshon Mave Mishum Adam Shuzgat Chila B'Torah Hainu Linyan Ganav Shetavach Hamacha. The first case of Adam in the Torah is a Ganav Shetavach Hamacha. We know that the first time Adam is mentioned is by Gneva. Hezek of Adam is mentioned only later. It's not a Parshas Mishpatim. So it's talking about Tzvicha Mechira, it's talking about Gana, V'alkein kin Hashem Adam HaMazik B'mave Shulosh Mechapes B'veis Chaveira K'duchsiv Im Tivayim Ba'ayu. What does Im Tivayim Ba'ayu mean? It means to ask for, to look for tshuva, to look for a tefila. So that's the idea, Mechapes B'veis Chaveira, the Ganav is looking for something. He needs something, he's asking for something, searching out something. So since the first time that Adam, that the Mazik of Adam is mentioned in the Torah is the Gabe Ganav, so that's why the Tana of the Mishnah uses Lashon Mavin for Adam. Because it's similar to Ganav, that he's Mechapis. Shmuel Amar Mavin Zeh Hashem, Torah doesn't say shame beferish, it says ubir b'steyacher. Right, as you mentioned, ubir b'steyacher really fundamentally is talking about shame. The Ashkechan kashi yivar hagolo danu shein shupamim nigla ubir kasher yivar hagolo the shein is pamim mechusa pamim magula. So that's why it uses the lotion of mave, because mave relates to shein. Mave is the essence of shein. The shein is sometimes magula, sometimes mechusa. So that's why it uses the lotion of mave. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah wants to suggest. Luka Yosef offers a different pshat, interesting pshat, which is a good lead-in to a sugi we're going to get to next week in Mitzvah Shem. He says that, why does the Tani use Mava? I'll tell you why. Where's the Nemuki Yosef? Where's this? Aleph on the Bez. Mava ze Odom. He says, V'lotona Odom da havamina afilo avdo v'shevchosa mechayim. Ah. If it would have said Adam, so you think any Adam. Adam HaMazik is always going to be chayiv. So I think even Abdu v'shiv chaso, the owner should be chayiv for the hezek of the Evan and the Shivcha. For the Oma. Ulufigach nakad ma'aved ulishna d'chsiv gavi ben chorin d'chsiv in Tevayim ba'ayu d'gavi Yisrael k'siv. The pasuk of Tevayim ba'ayu is talking about Yisrael. Yishai is talking to Bnei Yisrael. So ma'aved implies that it's only ben chorin shehizik is going to be chayiv. But if Abdu va'amoso, Avdo v'shevchaso did hezek, then you're going to be potter. Then you're going to be potter. Why are you potter? We'll have to see. We'll have to see whether that's a d'daraisa or a d'drabanan. But either way, the fact is, you're going to be potter. So the Tanya didn't want to confuse you to think that if Avdo v'shevchaso do hezek, that you should be potter, that there should be chayah for that as well. So therefore, he used the term mave, because the Pasukim Tevayim Ba'ayim is talking about Klal Yisrael, it's talking about a Ben Chori, not about Avdo v'shevchaso. That's why he used the lashon of mave. Okay. That's in terms of the pshat of the sukkah. So what does the Gemara say? Different psukim. Quotes the psukim to support the various shittas. So Tosis has a comment over here. I think it's a pretty innocuous comment. We should go weiter in the sukkah. But this Tosis made tremendous waves, because it's a very lumdish Tosis, actually. On a sukkah that's not really Bava Kama related per se. But it's a very, very interesting sukkah. What does he say? Rabbi Yosef is metargim. Right? The Gemara says, "Eich nechmasu Esav nivu matzpudav my mashbech." The metargim, Rabbi Yosef, "Eich nispulish etc." Right? So zok toisvis, zog in toisvis. Nokat Rabbi Yosef levishaya boki betargum. Why do we quote Rabbi Yosef's targum over here? That's the targum of the pasuk. You don't need Rabbi Yosef to give us the targum. He says to Isis, no, nokat Rav Yosef v'shei boki b'targum, shesh kam in yani targum. They're different than yani targum. Rav Yosef was a boki in targum, so that's why it mentions him. A practical reason, Rav Yosef was a saginor, he was blind. So, actually at this point in Tosis, we don't even care that he was blind. Tosis just says, Rav Yosef was a boki in targum. He wanted to be a boki in targum. Everyone is a boki in different things. Some people are boki in bava kama. Some people are boki in sukkah. But yes, it was a bucking targum. Yes?
So, according to us, what should have the Gemara said? Just the targum says, now
it's actually in Jerusalem? Yeah. My mashma, ichten ispul ashesav is gilad mitnah.
Okay. So, occasionally you say, have the name of the rabbi, and you send the statement.
Rav Yosef is the only one who's metargum. I mean, if you knew the targum, you could also be metargum that way. Do you really need him? I mean, if you're telling me that the Targum, sometimes Targum adds to the Pasuk, it adds meaning. Targum Yonasan, Unkle sometimes adds. So if he's adding something, so then you got to quote him. But his mom is translating the words. I mean, this is an obvious translation of the words, right? You got it. If you look in Rashi, you can figure out the translations, right? If you're bucking a Targum, if you know what the translations of the words are, so then you'll figure it out. So why, it's not adding anything to the Pasuk, so why do you have to quote the person who said the Targum? It says, Taisus, Rav Yosef was a Baki in Targum, so because he was a Baki in Targum, that's why they quote. So, for Loki the Pirish Ba'alna, Loki the Pirish Ba'alna, if he shall yasagi nor, but Varm Shabaksav Yetar Ashar Lomar Alpe. Says, Taisus, not like the Pirish Ba'alma, that Rav Yosef was a sagi nor, he was blind, but Varm Shabaksav Yetar Ashar Lomar Alpe. Not that Rav Yosef was a blind person, and therefore he had to say the Targum. The mishum eis lasos amar hasam the shari ve'en lecha eis lasos gadol mizeh. Eis lasos l'Hashem eferet Torah secha. For if Yosef was a sagi nohar, then he was allowed to say the dvarim shebiksav bal peh. So that's not the reason Rav Yosef was able to say the Targum. What's Tosfos say? What could you have suggested? Rav Yosef was a sagi nohar. So because he was a sagi nohar, nachamu. Lefisha yasagi nohar dvarim shebiksav yatara shoy lomar al peh lekachay omer Targum. Ah. Rav Yosef was saying the Targum. Why? Because there's a din that Dvarim Shebiksav Yatara Shoy Lomar Al Peh, that Divrei Torah Chamisha Chumshei Torah you're not allowed to say Bal Peh. Nach, apparently Tosis holds that Nach you're not allowed to say Bal Peh. But Targum you're allowed to say Bal Peh. The rule of Dvarim Shebiksav Yatara Shoy Lomar Al Peh doesn't apply to Targum. So maybe Rav Yosef was saying Targum because if he were to say the regular pasuk, then he'd be violating the iser of Dvarim Shebiksav Yatara Shoy Lomar Al Peh. That's the other way to look at it. If Yosef was not saying the Targum because he was a baki, it's not a practical reason why he was saying the Targum. It's because he had to say Targum, because there's an iser of Dvarim Shebiksav Yatara Shoy Lomar Al Peh. So if he were to say the pasuk with the Hebrew words with Lashon HaKodesh, then he violated the iser. So he was saying the Targum, Dafka used the Lashon of Targum because he was always saying the Psuk in Bal Peh. So says Tosis, for that reason he wouldn't have had to say Targum because the Issa Dvarim Shebiksav Yatara Shoy Lomar Al Peh would not have applied to him, because it doesn't apply to a blind person. Eis Lasos L'Hashem Eferet Torah Secha, whenever it's necessary to violate Dine HaTorah, so sometimes there's a Heter. You have to know when it applies. It's not so posher when it applies. But there is such a principle, says Tosis. So for a sagi nohar, for someone who can't read the psukim b'ksav, of course there's a heter to say them bal peh, because what's he supposed to do? So don't say Rav Yosef was metargin because he couldn't say the Lashon HaKodesh, because Dvarim Shebiksav Yatara Shoy Lomar Al Peh. No, for him it would have been mutter, because he's a sagi nohar, and it's not so Lashem Eferet Torah Secha. So why does the Gemara quote Rav Yosef with the Targum? That's because he was a baki in Targum. It's a practical reason. That's what Tosfos says. Okay, so there are 2 days in Tosfos. There seem to be 2 days in Tosfos whether the rule of Dvarim Shebiksav Yatara Shoy Lomar Al Peh doesn't apply to Targum. Is that the Yesod? Or no, it doesn't apply to a Sagi Nohar anyway. Right? Rav Yosef was saying Targum. Why does the Gemara pick on his Targum? Is it because he was always Metargim? Or is the Pshat that he had to be Metargim? Right? Because there would be an Issa for him not to say the Targum, because Dvarim Shebiksav Yatara Shoy Lomar Al Peh. These are the 2 days of Tosfos. So where is this Kedepir Shuba Alma? Where is this Shita? Tosfos says there are some Lomafarish Ba'alma that Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nohar, and the reason he used to say the Targum is because he wouldn't be able to say the Lashon HaKodesh Bal Peh, because Dvarim Shebiksav Yatara Shoy Lomar Al Peh. Who's the Marad Shmaitz of that Shita? So the Marsha in Shabbos points out that it's actually a Tosfos in Shabbos. The Tosfos in Shabbos. Tosfos in Shabbos at the beginning of Kol Kisvei is talking about the Gemara there to be Matzel Kisvei HaKodesh from a fire. The Mishnah says, "Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin Osan B'Nei Hadaleika." That Kisvei HaKodesh you're allowed to save, Tar Nevi'im Ksuvim, you're allowed to save if there's a fire. You're allowed to carry them in a place where there's no Erev. So, what kind of Kisvei HaKodesh are we talking about? How are they written? So the Gemara says, "Itmar Hayu Ksuvim Targum Obecholoshon Rav Huna Amar Matzilin Osan Rav Chista Amar Matzilin Osan." Let's say they were written b'targum of b'chaloshin. They weren't written b'loshin hakodesh. So you save b'nei hadleiko or not? Machlokes Rav Huna Rav Chista. It says the Gemara, Aliba demanda amr nitnu likros v'hen kuliyama lo pligi dematzilin. If you hold that nitnu likros v'hen, that kisvei hakodesh that are written b'chaloshin, you're allowed to read, so of course you can be matzil. If you're not allowed to read them, so then there's a machlokas. Rav Huna Amar Ein Matzilin Daha Lo Nitnu Likros Bahen. Rav Chista Amar Matzilin Mishum Bizarin Kisvei HaKodesh. It's So if you're not allowed to read them, of course, you have to understand why you're not allowed to read them. If you're not allowed to read them, so now there's a shaila. Maybe you can't save these Kitzvei HaKodesh that are written b'chaloshon. You can't save them because you're not allowed to read them. You're not allowed to read them. You got to put them in shaila, so you're not allowed to use them. So you can't save them. They're going to be muktzah on Shabbos. Or maybe you'd be allowed to save them because of Bizayon Kisvei HaKodesh. That's the Machlokas HaMarayim in the Gemara. So says Taisvis, why shouldn't you be able to read the Kisvei HaKodesh that are written B'Chaloshon? The Pirish HaRav Poras, the Hainu Taimla, Kevin Lo Nitnu Likosev, also Likros Bahen. Mishim Nidvarim Shavaksav, also La Omer Balpeh. So he says, according to the Manda Omer, that you're not allowed to read the Kisvei HaKodesh that are written B'Chaloshon. What's the reason for that? The reason is that if they're not Nitan Likosev, if you're not allowed to write them down, because Dvar Shavaksav, Iyatar HaShoy, La Omer Malpeh, so then you're not going to be allowed to read them either. What does that mean? That means that you're not allowed to write them down because there's a rule that Dvarim Shebiksav, that Kisvei HaKodesh, that any chalik of Torah that's supposed to be written, it has to be written down and read mitoch haksav. So if you're going to write the Kisvei HaKodesh b'chol lashon, so you're not supposed to read them. Right? You can't write them because if you read them, that will not be a kriya mitoch haksav. The rule is that Tanakh has to be written down. Dvarim Shebiksav have to be written down. They have to be read mitoch haksav. So if Kisvei HaKodesh that are written b'chaloshon is not called mitoch haksav, that's not called mitoch haksav, right? If it's lo nitan likosev, if you're not allowed to write the Kisvei HaKodesh b'chaloshon, that's a machlokas. But if you're not allowed to write the Mechol Lashon, so it turns out that if you write the Kisvei HaKodesh, you write Anach, you write Chamishu Chamshe Torah, Mechol Lashon, it's as if it's not written. So it's going to be Osir, it's going to be Osir to read, it's going to be Osir to read this item, because if you read it, it'll be as if you're reading it Balpeh. It'll be as if you're reading that Pasuk Balpeh. If you write the Pasuk Mechol Lashon, you write it in, Aramaic, English, whatever. Right? So since it's not nitan likosev in that lashon, it's nitan likosev only in lashon hakodesh. If you're going to read it in that lashon, it's as if you're reading it balpeh. So since the rule is dvar shebiksav yeter rashay lomer alpeh, so you're not going to be allowed to read it. So it's not nitan likosev because that's not called dvar shebiksav. You have to write dvar shebiksav down, and you can't read it either because if you read it, then it'll turn out that you're reading dvar shebiksav balpeh, and that you can't do. That's how the Rav Poros explains the Gemara. That the Kisvei HaKodesh that are kosev b'chaloshon, why are they not nitan likros? Because it's not nitan likosev. Why is it not nitan likosev? Because Dvarim Shebiksav, yeter rashay lomer alpeh. So you can't write it down. That's not Dvarim Shebiksav written down. That you're supposed to take Torah Shebiksav and write it down, but it's not called writing it down because it's in a foreign language. So Fractais is the kosher, the ain ze yeter rashay lomer alpeh. This is not a case of yeter rashay lomer alpeh. The rule of Dvarim Shebiksav Yeter Rashay Lomer Alpeh, that's talking about Lashon HaKodesh. Dvarim Shebiksav that are written in Lashon HaKodesh, you're not allowed to say them, Balpeh, you have to read them Mitoch HaKsav. This is not Yeter Rashay Lomer Alpeh. Kevin She'eno Omer B'Lashon HaKodesh and Lava'os HaLashon She'en K'suvin. Since they're not being read B'Lashon HaKodesh, you're not saying them B'Lashon HaKodesh. To say Dvarim Shebiksav b'chol lashon, that's not a violation of Dvarim Shebiksav yeter rashay lomer alpeh. Because that whole problem is if you're saying Dvarim Shebiksav means in Lashon HaKodesh. If you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, then it has to be said mitoch haksav. But if you say it b'chol lashon, it does have to be said mitoch haksav. You can even say that balpeh. D'ashar lemeimer balpeh targum, kidim targum Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was metargim the pasuk and sefer Ovadia, right? So he was Metagim, he was a Saginar, right? So what gave him the heter to do that? Obviously, the rule of Dvarim Shebiksav, Yeter Rashay, Lomer Alpeh doesn't apply to Targum, it doesn't apply to B'chol Lashon. So, Frek Taisvis, why are Kisvei HaKodesh that are written B'chol Lashon not Nitan Likosev? Why are they not Nitan Likros? They should be Nitan Likros. What's the problem? The rule of Dvarim Shebiksav, Yeter Rashay, Lomer Alpeh doesn't apply to B'chol Lashon, it doesn't apply to Targum. Kedem Targum, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was Metargim because the rule of Dvar Shebiksav, Yeter Rashay, Lomer Alpeh doesn't apply to Targum Bechlam. That's his kasha. And he leaves it Betzorachim. So comes the Marsha and says, that's the Yesha Pirsha. Taisis in Shabbos is the Yesha Pirsha. Paisis of Bavakam has 2 days. Does the rule of the Rosh Vaksabiyata Rosh Olam apply only to Lashon HaKodesh, not to Targum? Or do we say that it only applies if it's not an Eis Lasos, Lashem Efer Torah Secha? They quote the Kedepir Shuva Alma that it doesn't apply to Targum. Rav Yosef was Metargain because he didn't want to violate the Rosh Vaksabiyata Rosh Olam. He didn't want to say Divrei Torah Balpeh. So he used Targum because the rule of Rosh Vaksabiyata Rosh Olam doesn't apply to Targum. So that's mamish what Tosfos and Shabbos is saying. That's what Tosfos and Shabbos is saying. Our Tosfos and Bava Kamma says different. Rav Yosef didn't have the problem of Darshav Eksav Bechlal. He didn't have that problem because Darshav Eksav Yatar Ashoy Lom Rapeh wouldn't apply to a Sagi Nor because Eis Lasos Hashem Eter Tarasen. Rav Yosef was mentioned by the Gemara because he was a Baki in Targum, but not because there's a problem of Darshav Eksav Yatar Ashoy Lom Rapeh. And that's why he was saying Targum. There's no problem by him Bechlal. So it's just a technical reason why they mentioned him in the Gemara. What's the source of Tosis' halacha that for Eis Lasos Lashem Efer Tarasecha, that's Mate, this Isser Dvarash of Xavier Tarashoy Lama Ape? So that's the Gemara and Gittin, no? Gemara and Gittin, and that's Samach Hamad Aleph. Gemara. Gemara and Samach. Has a discussion, the Amaron talk about what's the din of a Sefer Aftarta? Sefer Aftarta, Haftoros. Right? If you have a Haftoros bound together in a Sefer, but you don't have a full Sefer Yeshaya, a full Sefer Amos, a full Sefer Micha, right? You have Haftoros of the different parshas together, but it's not in not separate Svar. Nowadays, it's maybe a Machmer to have a separate cloth for each one of the Nevi'im. So what's the din of a Sefer Aftarta? So the Gemara quotes the Machlokes. Some say that that Sefer Aftarta is Osa Tarib B'Shabbos. It's Lonita and Likosev. Says Rashi, Lonita and Likosev pochos mi Sefer Echad Sholem La'atzmo. You're not allowed to write less than a Sefer Sholem La'atzmo. So it's not Lonita and Likosev. So therefore you're not allowed to read it on Shabbos. And some say it's Osa Tarib Metaltel also. Comes the Gemara and says, no, Velohi, Shari Latotule, Shari Lemikre Beder, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Ma'ini, Besifra Dagata, Beshabata. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, they were Ma'ini, Sifra Dagata. What's Sifra Dagata? That's Kisfer Kodesh? No, it means Torah Shabal Peh, a Gemara, a Droshes, a Goddess, Torah Shabal Peh, Medrish. So they were Ma'ini, Besifra Dagata, Beshabata. I the holo nitan likasef. You're not allowed to write the sifra dagarata down. You can't write a gemara down. You can't write a gemara. You can't have a written gemara. Balpet, it's Torah Shabalpet. Talk to gemara. La kevad lo efshar eis lasos lashem heferet Torah secha. Hachanami kevad lo efshar eis lasos lashem heferet Torah secha. It's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish read from the sifra dagarata. It's mutter to write down the sifra dagarata, the medrash, the gemara. Because we could, there was a problem. They couldn't remember. There was a rifyon in Torah. So because of Eis Lasos Vashem, because of an extenuating circumstance, Hefer Torah Secha, then it became mutter to write down Dvarim Shebal Peh. So similarly, the flip side, that Dvarim Shebeksav Yeter Hashoy Lomer Al Peh, Mishem Eis Lasos Vashem, it doesn't apply. So the problem with the Sefer Daftarta, the Sefer of the Haftoros, is that if it's lo nitan likasev, if you're not allowed to write down Haftoros not as part of a full Sefer, so then it'll turn out if you read from the Sifra Daftarta, so then you'll be reading Haftorah Baal Peh, right? You'll be reading from the Navi Baal Peh, but you're not allowed to do that. So the answer is, Eis Lasos Vashem Hefer Torah Secha. It's too much of a tircha on the tzibur to have separate klafim, to have a full Sefer of Nach. Because it's too much of a tircha on the tzibur, so they allowed you to put the haftaras together and to read it like that. Just like it's mutter to write down Torah Shabbat Peh, so too it's mutter to say Dvarim Shabbat Baal Peh. Because reading from the Sifra, the haftarata is going to be like reading it Baal Peh. Because it's not a Sefer Sholem. But it's mutter. Eis Lasos Hashem, Hefer Torah Secha. So therefore it's going to be mutter. So that's Lechora, the source. That is the source of Tosfos and Halacha. That for Sagi Nohar as well. Right, Kolshkin for a Sagi Nor, there's no Eis Lasos greater than that. If not, he can't talk Divrei Torah, he can't talk Dvarim Shebeksav. So there's no greater extenuating circumstance. So says Taisus, if Eisnas Oso Hashem Yifer Torah Sefer is enough in Gittin to be mata the Sifra Daftarta, it's certainly enough for the Sagin Nohar to be able to say Dvar Shvik Sar Bal Peh. We'll stop here and just get a brief.